Today's podcast is brought to you by The Grace Curley Show. Listen daily before Howie Show. For station and times, go to gracecurlyshow.com.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
We mask and social distance every winter. We will see a dramatic reduction in flu, which usually causes hundreds of thousands of hospitalizations and tens of thousands of deaths. I wonder whether that will be the lesson.
When will this nightmare end?
I've been cautioned not to give an answer to that because we don't know for sure. But my hope is by this time next year, we're going to be back to normal. And before that, my hope.
That's a long time.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Kids not being able to engage in extracurricular activities. Sports was football was for my son. These are the events that kids should, in my opinion, be able to choose to take part in and shouldn't be stopped from doing so by local, state, or federal government.
Swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. Massachusetts is now going to let teachers get the vaccination. Of course, there aren't enough vaccinations. How did it work out the last time they expanded the universe of people who were eligible for the vaccination? Are you still online and number 135,455? Waiting time, 6,032 hours. Yeah, so now we're going to expand it more, okay? And 781 says, I was going to lead with something else, but 781 raised that teachers are really being painted into a corner. First, the science, the children are low risk, and now the availability of the vaccine. What other excuses will they come up with? I have the answer to that question. I saw it this morning. There's a Reuters story out. They are ramping up the panic and hysteria about the mutants and the variants. This is from Reuters, again, an organ of the state, a state-run media outlet. Contagious Brazilian COVID-19 variant evades immunity, scientists warn. They're now using the word scientists rather than experts. Experts has kind of been devalued. You know, you see that word experts, it's kind of like the word racism. You just skim right over it. It's been worn out. But now we have scientists warning of a variant that evades immunity. You know why this is? We're going to have to keep everything shut down. You know why? Because there's been a study in the what Reuters calls the Amazon jungle city of Manaus. Never heard of it, but it's an Amazon jungle city. And the mutant known as P1 is a word in radio, by the way. It means that those are your most loyal listeners. So this is the loyal listener mutant, the P1 variant. Has a, quote, unique constellation of mutations. Are you scared? Are you frightened? Someone call the snitch line. P1 has a unique constellation of mutations and is very rapidly becoming the dominant variant circulating there, meaning the Amazon jungle city. Out of 100 people in the Amazon jungle city who had previously recovered from infection with the coronavirus, quote, somewhere between 25 and 61 of them are susceptible to reinfection with P1. I guarantee you the Mass Teachers Association is in possession of this story and is getting it out to its members, and not to mention all 200 members of the Massachusetts General Court, and probably every media, every in the satchel media outlet in the Boston Amen chorus for Governor Parker. The scientists in the jungle city, in the Amazon jungle city, estimated that P1 was 1.4 to 2.2 times more transmissible than the initial form of the virus. It's even more deadly. It's even more deadly. The expert said it was still too early to say whether the variant's ability to evade immunity from previous infections meant that vaccines would also offer reduced protection against it. But, you know, I know the MTA will say that, they, you know, we can't take the chance. We can't take it's not for the teachers, it's for the children. We have to worry about the P1 mutant. We can't have what happened in the Amazon jungle city happening in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. Scientists around the world are on guard, according to Reuters, against new mutated forms of the coronavirus that could spread more easily or maybe harder to fend off with existing vaccines. Okay, there it is. 844-500-4242. I don't recall a panic being declared every time the flu mutates, but this is a better opportunity for everyone concerned, whether it's legitimize mail-in voting or to give people a year off. I've got a story about what's in this COVID relief package. I guess it's the American Recovery Pan, as Joe Biden calls it. It's an amazing thing what they're giving to federal employees. You're not going to believe this. I mean, this has gotten no publicity whatsoever. It's a giant, giant scam for federal workers. Here's another 978. I work in an office building downtown Boston. It was just announced that if we want to come back to working in the office, we would need to undergo mandatory training on mask wearing. Is this before or after the mandatory training on systemic racism? And mandatory training on hand washing under Charlie Parker's orders. This is insanity. This is why people are moving out. As I just told Grace, people are moving, are voting with their feet here. It, not just Massachusetts, but in all across the Warsaw Pact nations of the states of the Northeast.
But Howie, you know what's kind of amazing? You talked about that strain situation.
Yes.
And it's crazy that people are worried about the strain or even the virus when we all died years ago from net neutrality.
That's true. ALAR, don't forget, ALAR killed many of us before net neutrality. ALAR was the stuff they were spraying on the apples.
Right.
And then there was paraquat that they were spraying on marijuana down in Mexico. So if you got a bad batch of weed that was coming across the border, you died there too. I mean, and the Africanized killer bees killed millions more. And not to mention, Joe Biden told us that 150 million people have been killed by guns since 2007. And also, don't forget, Grace, that, Manhattan and Miami went under water, didn't they, in around 2012?
Yeah.
Isn't that what Al Gore told us in An Inconvenient Truth?
Yeah.
So many death events.
We're a world full of zombies.
You know how I'm planning to avoid the P1 variant mutant, Grace?
How?
I'm going to stay out of the Amazon jungle city.
But that's your favorite yearly trip.
Manuas. Yeah. 201 says, look at what all that COVID panic did for Andrew Cuomo. Yeah, I know. You know, there's an interesting thing, and I wanted to get, we'll get to this more, but you know, there's now a new theory circulating that that Cuomo is being sacrificed. He's the patsy here. He's Lee Harvey Oswald, because if they concentrate on the nursing home scandal, it's not just going to take down Cuomo, because Whitmer, Murphy in New Jersey, Newsom in California, Wolf in Pennsylvania, they all issued very similar orders about letting COVID-19 positive patients back into the nursing homes. I mean, this could just be a decimate some of the largest blue state governors in the country. Not to mention Charlie Parker sent him back in. Remember that? I mean, it didn't get any publicity, but remember we caught him red-handed sending COVID-19 patients back into that nursing home in Lowell. It was covered by the Lowell Sun and the Boston Herald and the Howie Carr Show, and that was about it. No one else wanted to. St. Charlie's, he's getting his instructions from the archangel, Anthony Fauci. So we can't go again. Oh, we can't say anything about this. just because we have the proof and the letters that they sent out to the nursing home patients that they were bringing in COVID-19 patients, that doesn't mean we have any proof. Oh, God. 619. And so the goalposts are being moved yet again. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Well, that, we knew this. They've just stepped it up a notch here with the Amazon jungle city. We knew it was coming. So I guess the Brazilian mutant has defeated the UK and the South African mutant versions. Anyway, we'll take some calls when we come back. 844-500-4242. If anyone's got any tourism reports from down there in Brazil, would like to hear from it, because Grace is right. I'm going to miss making my annual pilgrimage down to the Amazon this year. The Biden administration's policies and executive orders are already causing some economic disturbance. Some tax laws are going to change. Your tax burden on selling real estate will only grow. Don't get caught flat-footed and squander the equity in your real estate built up over years or decades. Sell today with J.J. Manning. For over 40 years, J.J. Manning has been the leading auction house in New England. From high-end homes to estates to commercial properties throughout New England, J.J. Manning can get your property sold fast and contingency-free. There is a big reason why Mass Lawyers Weekly voted J.J. Manning number one for four consecutive years. They have a huge following of bidders who pay cash. When you sell with a broker, you pay the commission, but in an auction, the buyer pays. These are treacherous times in the real estate market. Commercial and retail space markets have gone way down. Suburban and Cape real estate market, way up. There are fewer foreclosures for buyers to take advantage of, so the bidding has become more frenzied than ever. Some sectors are at all-time highs. Others are losing ground. Don't wait until Joe Biden destroys this sector of the economy, too, like he's destroyed the energy industry, before you cash out. To learn more on how to get your property sold fast, contact Charlie Gill at jjmanning.com. With over 16,000 sales and satisfied clients, you can be the next one. Call them today at 1-800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com and get your property sold. I'm Howie Carr.
You're tuned into the Howie Carr Radio Network.
Gave you a gun, the authority to use it. One is no good without the other. They don't know that out there. So they'll scream blue murder until the next time they need a man with a badge.
Howie Carr.
Texters are reminding me that in addition to being killed by Alar on apples and Paraquat on marijuana and killer bees, you and I have also been killed over the decades by secondhand smoke and nuclear energy. I'm sure we can think of many more scares that have been promoted.
There's many no ozone layer left.
That's right, no ozone layer. I forgot about that. I'm thinking about Alar. I think Alar was promoted by primarily by 60 Minutes, another one of their very fake news scares. Maybe Paraquat, too.
You better watch very your microaggressions.
Can I get me some Paraquat infused marijuana at the new weed emporium down on the corner, or do you have to pay extra to get the marijuana or hash infused with Paraquat? Can I get some Paraquat infused CBD oil? Today's poll question is brought to you by Balance 7 Liquid Concentrate. Start sleeping better tonight and get the acid out of your system with Balance 7. Save $10 on the six-pack with code word Howie. To order, go to balance7.com. It's really a good product. I had some this morning when I got up, and I had some before I left for work. That's balance7.com, balance7.com. We talked about this poll question yesterday, and we're going with it today. It seems more appropriate than it was even yesterday. Jared, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Who will be the last governor to end the mask mandate? Charlie Baker, Larry Hogan, Phil Murphy, Gavin Newsom, or Gretchen Whitmer?
I'm going to vote for Charlie Parker. I'm going with the local boy made disastrously bad.
Gretchen Whitmer in the lead right now with 41%.
Really?
Charlie is second with 33%.
Okay. We could have thrown Kate Brown in there from Oregon, too. She's pretty demented. But, you know, they're all demented in their own way. Gavin Newsom, we thought, you know, another follow-up poll question, or we could have used it. What will be gone first in California, the mask mandate or Governor Gavin Newsom? Yeah, that one could go either way. That could be a 51-49. All right, we'll take some calls here. Jason, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jason.
Howie, great show. I was just questioning. So if I heard that John Kerry is going to be starting a re-education program for the Keystone Pipe workers to teach them how to marry money, do you think they require all the students to have their COVID vaccination?
If I were Rush Limbaugh's widow, I would be out getting a restraining order to keep John Kerry away from me. She's worth like $500 or $600 million now, you know. And Mama T hasn't been seen for a long time. That's a really good point. We have some sound, actually. I think of a pipeline worker who has, you know, he's been told that he could just become an electrician. You know, take the weekend off and become an electrician after you've been working as a pipe fitter for all these years. He said he would take a cut of $35 an hour, $35 an hour if he went to work on solar panels. Plus, he'd lose all of his retirement benefits, everything, you know, the 401k, et cetera. It's just these people don't know what they're talking about. John Kerry thinks everybody can become a gigolo. There is no international brotherhood of gigolos, local 532, you know, to join. If there was, a lot of people would have joined it a long time ago. Thanks for the call, Jason. Tony, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Tony.
Hey, Howie, thanks for taking my call. Great show. So I got a little statement about the hypocrisy here with the travel ban. You know, I live here in Massachusetts. My kids live in upstate New York. When I want to go visit them, there's an exemption for visitation and custody, but only for the children. If I stay overnight, I have to quarantine until I test negative, and it's all on my dime. Yet, if I was to come across the border, I can test positive and be released into the public. Seems a little crazy to me.
They could put you, and you know, I'm sure that when they put these illegal aliens, and they're all women, by the way, and they got kids. They're no guys. The husbands are, because I don't think there are any husbands. These are just single mothers with their kids. And, you know, what happens when this woman that was interviewed by NBC News from Honduras who tested positive, what happens when she gets to North Carolina and goes to the welfare office? Because that's where she's, that's her first stop, the welfare office. What happens to the workers, the people that are there? And how come there are different rules for U.S. citizens and for illegal aliens? And I mentioned Henry Cuellar. We'll talk more about this. He's a Democrat congressman from the border area down in Texas. He's Hispanic himself, obviously, Cuellar. And he says Mexicans with legal visas are not being allowed to come in to Brownsville, Texas, or any part of the Lone Star State because of the danger of COVID infection. So if you want to come in legally as a Mexican, you can't do it. But if you want to come in illegally to become a ward of the state, you're being welcomed with open arms. How is this sane? I mean, if terrorists were doing this, there would be a nationwide dragnet to stop them. This is something terrorists would do, infect people who have no skills and are going to become wards of the state and send them into the country. Typhoid Marys, Typhoid Marias being sent into the country, and they're being welcomed with open arms by the Democrat Party. It's in, not all the Democrats. Cuellar is a Democrat, and he's saying this has got to end. This is ridiculous. Thanks for the call, Tony. Dr. Luke, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dr. Luke.
Hey, how's it going, Howie?
Good.
Hey, you could have added Janet Mills to that list of who's going to be last one today.
I know. You know, it occurred to me.
Yeah.
You think Janet Mills is going to be later than Parker, though? I don't think so.
Yeah,
I think
she does. Nah. But
she's crazy, but not as crazy as Parker.
She is.
Yeah.
You know, I wanted to congratulate so-called President Biden for completing part of his mission on murdering those jobs and the Keystone Pipeline.
Yeah.
And just wondering what their plan's going to be for.
He said, you know, this is, speaking of Democrat congressmen going crazy, how about the congressman in New Mexico? are saying, you know, you've got to rescind the ban on drilling in New Mexico. It's 43% of the state's budget is from these federal leases. I'm Howie Carr.
As this year of COVID draws to a close, it's time to make sure your portfolio is ready for whatever happens next. Kevin Frisbee and the team at Frisbee & Associates are ready to help you. It's called the 100-100 Challenge. If you have 100,000...
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. People remind, I mean, there's so many things that have killed me. I guess because I'm dead, I can't remember it, but people are on the text line, mad cow disease killed me. Bird flu, also known as avian bird flu, in case you wanted to appear to be educated. Yeah, avian bird, you know. Aerosol antiperspirants, the population bomb. That was a Paul Ehrlich specialty. I think he's still alive after, you know, 50 years after talking about being killed by famine and population bombs. He's still kicking around. Saccharin killed us, too. Remember that? Followed by bacon, sodium nitrite. I remember that joke, the comedian joke. I went to get my annual checkup. Doctor told me to eat more bacon. Said I wasn't getting enough sodium nitrite. And I think cranberries also going to kill us at one point? I think they were.
If bacon was going to kill anyone, Howie, you would have succumbed to that. I think cranberries probably not.
No, cranberries are okay, but I can take them or leave them. I like going over the cranberry bogs when I'm on Southwest Airlines, though, Grace, on my way down to Nantucket for the day.
Howie, you know what I'm making for the office tomorrow?
What's that? Cranberry muffins?
Peanut butter cookies.
Oh, that's okay. I'm good.
I know. You don't like those.
Sometimes I say I'm sorry I'm not there to enjoy a big spread from, the 110 Grill or Aviva Trattoria or the Kowloon, but I'm not going to miss the peanut butter cookies too much.
Yeah, now I know.
Oh, red dye number 5. That was another one. Yes. Exactly.
These were before my time. I don't even remember any of these. I remember net neutrality because that was during the Trump administration.
And someone mentioned homicide hornets. That was just last year. Whatever happened to homicide hornets, Grace? Did they get stopped at the border, unlike the illegal aliens from Honduras with single moms who test positive and they just get given a bus ticket to go to North Carolina or Maryland or somewhere?
I don't remember. I remember a small story on that for a little while, but the news media is just obsessed with all of these things. Like every day you log on and there's a new strain, there's a new this, there's a new that, and they just need to give it a rest.
But it's because they want to keep it alive. I mean, this, you know, if COVID goes away, a lot of these reporters are going to actually have to go out and do something.
Yeah.
They're going to have to report on real news. They go to these press conferences that Charlie Parker has, and then they report these phony baloney numbers from the Department of Public Health, one of the most scandal-scarred, corrupt agencies in Massachusetts. And they report them just totally gullibly. You know,
Howie, I don't think you could come up with one example to show that our public health system in Massachusetts is flawed. I don't think you could.
Sonia Farrak.
Okay.
Annie Ducan.
Okay.
The New England compounding pharmacy in Framingham. How about all the fake breathalyzer? What is it, 29,000 fake breathalyzer tests because they didn't bother to check the equipment?
By the way, Howie, There's a Netflix documentary. It's called How to Fix a Drug Lab Scandal, and it's all about Farrak and Ducan. Very good if anyone's looking for something to watch besides Charlie Baker's press conferences.
Cyclamates. Yeah, I think cyclamates have something to do with saccharin, though, don't they? This could be my Friday column, Grace. You know? The mutants come in a fine line of journalistic hysteria. Going back to the population bomb.
Yeah, but what do you think it is, Howie, about this, that we allowed it to get this out of control where they have...
Because it was being used to get rid of Donald Trump.
Yeah.
But I mean, Trump's gone.
But I also think it's kind of the dumbing down of America because people don't understand their rights and they don't understand their freedoms, so they just hand them over really easily. Because if you don't understand what your freedoms are and what the Constitution tells you you're allowed to do and not do, then you would just hand it over and say, okay, tell us what to do. We're sheeple.
Yeah, I know. It's really something that the internet puts the world at our fingertips, and the average American now is more ignorant than he was 50, 60 years ago.
Yeah, I know. It's sad.
Very sad.
Howie, but this might restore your faith a little bit because there's a new poll out from Harvard University and Harris Insights. Did you see this, Howie?
No.
Some of the poll results will shock you because this is what the media is telling us. So you can only imagine what the polls are already skewed anyway, because people who feel a certain way don't want to reveal to the pollsters how they feel. So the fact that these came out, it's really amazing here. It says, with 55% disapproval, Biden's decision to reduce the deportation of those here illegally who have committed crimes such as DUIs and are not national security related. Biden's decision to kill the Keystone Pipeline from Canada, criticized for eliminating thousands of jobs, had 53% disapproval. So people are paying attention. And they are kind of catching on to how bad this stuff is. 47% disapproved of Biden's ending construction of Trump's Mexico border wall. I know it sounds like only 47%, but you have to consider the fact that people aren't telling them the truth anyway because they're polls.
Right, and also 99% of the Biden coverage in the mainstream media is positive. And yet people are still figuring out that this is BS. I just got a text from someone, Grace, said, forget all those other earlier things that were going to kill me. You know what's killing me? The Biden economic policies. He says his retirement account is down $50,000 in the last 2 weeks.
I'm really scared.
Who could see that coming, though, right?
I'm really scared that what's harming people the most, and it's not any of these strains, it's not any of this, it's just depression and suicides and people just falling into disrepair.
I heard that thing in what's going on in Cook County. I mean, I mentioned a couple weeks ago, Clark County, they said that there were 18 suicides among school-age kids in the last year, which is, you know, unprecedented. That's Nevada, that's Las Vegas. But they say Cook County, how many? 38 dead?
Yeah.
38 suicides?
We'll get you those cuts, Howie, so you can play them later on. That was a dad whose his child committed suicide. It's just, it's wild that that people aren't understanding this. I mean, Howie, you know, when you're a teenager, when you're in middle school or high school, you're already so anxious. And it's not like me being soft or saying, you know, when you're a kid, you're easily, you know, scared by things. You're easily depressed.
Yeah.
Your brain's not fully formed. And we're keeping all these kids stuck at home, no friends, no school, no outdoors. It's ridiculous. And then now they're telling all these little babies they have to wear masks on the plane. I don't know when people are going to say enough's enough.
You know, the thing is, Grace, I've been thinking about the fact that all these people have been off for a year and they obviously don't want to come back to work. And again, we're going to talk about these federal workers, what they're giving them to stay away.
Yeah.
And we always used to laugh at the State House that, you know, would watch these reps and they'd come in and they would have a real job. And like in 2 years or 4 years or 6 years, you'd look at them and you'd say, these people are unemployable. They've just gotten used to not doing anything, right? But I never thought about it as kids. But kids are in the same boat. You know, when you take some kid that's like 10 or 12 years old or 15, and he suddenly doesn't have to do anything for a year, he's going to be in the same boat as a state rep,
right?
Howie, isn't he?
It's like the law of inertia. An object in motion stays in motion. It's a lot easier to keep people moving if you don't stop them from the start. But if you have someone, it's like working out. If you start working out, you know, it makes it easier once you get a rhythm going. But if you don't do it for years and years, it's harder to get on the bike.
Right.
And we're taking everybody out of the game here and expecting them to bounce back. And that's just not how humans work. And you know what, Howie? I really think this. And someone wrote about this. It's harder. I saw something that said anxiety is habit forming. And it's harder to get people to break out of this the longer we stay in it, because you become, yeah, it's become like a religion now. It's become, it's a habit for people to put the mask on and to stay home and to feel scared. And it's not enough just to say, oh, we're ending it sooner, it's winding down. We have to break free of this and really make an effort to move on as a society.
Right. Well, I saw a cut from Charlie Parker today saying, well, I hope people just keep wearing the mask anyway. He's basically saying, well, maybe it's not any good for you, but it's good. Let's see. I'm just looking for the cut right here so you can hear it. Play cut three, Jared. Cut three from Charlie Parker today.
But at the end of the day, this is still an incredibly contagious virus, and people need to take it seriously.
It's like, you know, they told you that the Catholic Church, you were going to go to hell if you ate meat on Friday, and then the next Friday, it was okay to eat meat on Friday, but you should still not eat meat on Friday. It's just good discipline, and don't eat meat on Friday during Lent for sure. I mean, it's the same thing. I mean, they're changing the rules. It's not going to be a mortal sin anymore. But Charlie Parker, he's the Pope.
Right.
He doesn't want you to stop wearing the mask.
And it's a little bit how we have an identity crisis for them.
Yeah,
because it's become their entire. I remember there was a skit. Not that I ever really watched Saturday Night Live, but before Trump was, but right before the election, they did this fake commercial that they do, like a PSA, and this woman said, well, if Trump doesn't win re-election, what am I going to do? My whole personality is hating Donald Trump. What am I going to care about my kids again? And I was laughing because it's really true. But I think they've kind of subbed in this COVID for Trump where, you know, their whole personality couldn't be hating Orange Man. So now their whole personality is, I wear a mask and I'm better than you and I care.
Yeah.
Let's
play another cut from Charlie Parker here. It's cut six.
I think the mask mandate has been an important element in both encouraging behavior, but also sending a message about the importance of recognizing and understanding that COVID is still very much with us.
I saw Howie today on Twitter. Some guy tweeted a picture of a mask and the Texas flag, and he said, come and take it from me. And this woman retweeted it and said, that's the beautiful thing. No one is trying to take it from you. You can wear that mask for the rest of your life.
Right.
It's like just because the rest of us have an option doesn't mean you have to stop wearing yours.
And
then
I got to play with just one more cut, Grace. This is like some guy, you know, an old line tent preacher saying, you don't let down your God, Satan out there, Lucifer coming for you. If you let down your God, if you don't come to church on Wednesday night for Bible study and Sunday morning, you're going to be bad off. Charlie, this is Reverend Charlie. This is Brother Charlie. Cut four.
So, I mean, I certainly hope people don't put down their guard. I mean, some of the decisions that we made with respect to our guidance around here in Massachusetts was really simply going back to where we were in the
fall. That old-time religion. We're going back to that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. Keep that mask on all the time, or you'll go straight to hell.
Now it's turning into a song.
Do you see it, though, Grace? You never were exposed to those ministers, like those radio preachers like I used to be driving around.
What would they say? Put your hand on the radio?
Police beat. Yeah, put your hand on the radio. You know, we're gonna put a... When Jesus comes back, he's going to come back to the Mount of Olives. So Brother Shambaugh going to be taking a jar full of requests. We're going to bury him on the Mount of Olives. That's I'm telling you. You think I'm kidding, Grace?
No,
they did that.
I honestly, Howie, think you would have been good at it based off of your energy.
But I'm just saying, Charlie Parker, this is a variation on those old preachers. They're trying to scare the bleep out of their ignorant congregations. They're only in this case, it's not it's not sharecroppers. It's people who read the Boston Globe,
but
who watch local TV news.
And Howie, this is the last comparison I'll make, and then I'm gonna head out. But I do have to say, you know those people who either get divorced or they have a bad relationship and they spend the rest of their life focused on that bad relationship, like they can't move on? It's really becoming like that. Like they need to figure out, what is life after this? Like what is your daily life going to look like when you're not refreshing your phone for the updates and you're not, you know, cleaning and hanging up your masks? Like what is the after? We're in it now. What's the after? There has to be a light at the end of the tunnel.
Grace, you should look at the responses. Someone last night late put out a Dr. Seuss-like poem about not wearing a mask.
I saw that.
But it was great. It was a fantastic poem. Great, great work of art. But you should see the reaction from the people, from the cult of the mask. Grace, check it out.
Well, that's
if you want to see, they can't move on. Their minds are gone.
And Howie, that's the thing. When this first happened, if someone would tweet that out and people would respond back and say, you know, you're callous or you don't care, I would kind of wince a little bit and be like, oh, I hope I'm not, you know, I hope I'm, you know, I'm not saying too much or whatever. But it's been a year. It's been a year.
It's not even you don't care about old people dying anymore. It's just like, you are against my doctrine.
You probably voted
How
for
dare
Trump.
You? It's just rage.
Yeah, I agree.
No facts. Fact free. No follow the science stuff. Just, you have to wear a mask. Charlie Parker says you have to wear a mask, so you have to wear a mask. That's all it is. All right. Thank you, Grace.
Thanks, Howie.
Put your hand on the radio. Get some relief from the COVID. Eden Pure's famous BOGO offer is back for this week only. For the first time ever, they're offering the Gen 40 heater BOGO, buy one, get one, just to my listeners. That's right. It is buy one, get one free. Considering how cold it still is at night in Massachusetts, you're going to want to take advantage of this offer now. This offer is available for just this week only. It was going to be one day, but it went over so well yesterday that they've extended it for the week. Don't delay. This is an incredible savings. Gas and oil prices are skyrocketing. Robert from the Cape says, the Gen 40 heater performs like no other heater I've ever used. It is remarkable. The Eden Pure Gen 40 makes you feel warmer than your furnace, and it also costs less to run. You may be working from home now and have noticed the increase in your heating bills. The Eden Pure Gen 40 will pay for itself in a matter of weeks. But with this deal, more like days. That's only how long it's going to take to pay it off. Go to EdenPure.com and put in code word Howie BOGO. That's EdenPure.com and use code word Howie BOGO. This is a 1 week only sale, so act today. When it's gone, it's gone. EdenPure.com and don't forget code word Howie BOGO. I'm Howie Carr.
You're listening to the Howie Carr Radio Network. He's the undisputed king of New England talk radio.
No brag, just fact.
Howie Carr.
617 says, Brother Shambaugh cared more about my soul than Charlie Parker ever will. I agree. I feel the same way, 617. I went to see Brother Shambaugh once in the John Hancock Hall back in the 70s. Brother Shambaugh, for those of you who don't know, he inherited the tent of Brother A.A. Allen. God took A.A. Allen up to heaven by giving him cirrhosis of the liver, if you can figure out what that means. And then Brother Shambaugh was his understudy and took over. Brother Shambaugh was great. A lot more in his nightly revival was a lot more entertaining than Charlie Parker. He gave you a few laughs. Charlie Parker doesn't give you any laughs. Mr. Garcia, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mr. Garcia.
Oh, thank God you say R.W. Shambaugh. I met R.W. Shambaugh, helped him in Newark to coordinate in Newark the tent in 1998. And R.W. Shambaugh, I remember him very well.
Wasn't he great? He was. He was an entertainer.
Oh yeah.
He used to say, "Going to church won't save your soul. Just because a cat has kittens in an oven, that don't make them biscuits." And you go into church, that don't make you mean you're saved either. You got to give money to Brother Shambaugh.
Yeah.
Right?
I want to ask you a question. The Secretary of Press, Jen, she had about 90% of all reporters, all liberal. You don't have no conservative to pack her.
Just Why? Ducey. Peter Ducey's the only one. Well, I mean, none of these outlets have any conservatives working for them. And if they were conservative, they'd be shunned in the newsroom. They would they'd never get out of Winston-Salem, North Carolina, or Newark, New Jersey, the places we know, Mr. Garcia. I'm Howie.